Welcome to the world of esports, where the roar of the crowd happens online. And champions aren't just athletes, they're digital gladiators. I'm your host, Kenny Severa, and today we're diving into why esports isn't just a fad, it's the future. Get ready to discover why pro gaming is taking over stadiums, dominating the media, and rewriting the rulebook on what it means to compete.
The Sports Guy Podcast.
The inspiration behind this episode started this month when I attended the Red Bulls Kumite tournament in Brooklyn. As an avid video game player, I knew I had to go. After the event, I was amazed by the atmosphere of the tournament. I mean, it was pretty intense, as the more than 6-hour marathon over 2 days were amazing. Street Fighter players such as Punk, MenaRD, Idom, Bonchan, and others put up a show. As I left the venue, I started to think of one thing. Esports is definitely the future, but how exactly is it the future?
Hadouken!
The numbers don't lie. Let's start with some staggering figures. According to the esports market, the esports industry is valued at $1.7 billion. That's billion with a B. And it's growing faster than a power of Fuel Mario. Analysts predict it could reach almost 11.95 billion by 2030. Major tournaments such as Red Bull's Kumite, Evolution Championship Series, and others pack arenas with tens of thousands of fans, and millions more tune in online. The sheer scale of viewership is what really driving this revolution. According to Esports Insider, the viewership for the esports in 2023 combined was 2.76 billion. The biggest esports tournament attracts audiences that rivals the Super Bowl, one of the biggest sporting events on the planet. Unlike traditional sports, the digital space offers incredible accessibility, and we're seeing a truly global fan base emerge. Not just child's play. Esports players live in their mom's basement. Esports players have no life. Esports players are obese. There is a common misconception that gamers are just teenagers in their basements. The reality is, esports is evolving into a highly professionalized industry. Let's talk about the incredible dedication of pro gamers. The skill level at the top is astounding. Their training regimens are like those of any other athlete. Strict practice schedules, mental training, even nutritionists and physical therapists. To win at this level, you can't just be good at a game, you have to be the best.
Sonic Boom!
A whole new world of entertainment. Esports isn't just about competition. It's a whole new form of entertainment that is rewriting the rules. Esports offers an engaging blend of skills, strategies, and larger-than-life personalities that resonates with younger audiences. There's drama, rivalry, underdogs, everything that can make sports compelling. Plus, esports broadcasts incorporate cutting-edge technology, interactive experience, and tie-ins with pop culture that traditional sports just can't match. Community is everything. The heart of esports is community. The internet has empowered fans to create and share their passion in ways that weren't possible before. It's not about watching. From casual online matches to fan tournaments to cosplaying and content creation, there are countless ways to participate in esports culture. This sense of belonging is extremely potent, especially for a digitally native generation.
Round one, fight!
Challenges and the road ahead. Of course, like in life, esports isn't without its growing pains. What are some of the hurdles this young industry has to overcome? Topics can include the need for consistent regulations and standardization, ensuring a fair and suitable environment for pro players, attracting and integrating a more diverse player and audience base, and balancing accessibility with professional level play. Esports is still in the early stages, but the potential is undeniable. Whenever you are a diehard gamer or just curious, there is something in this world for you. Esports is the future for me because I'm an avid video game player, as you already know, and games such as Street Fighter, Call of Duty, Fortnite, and others, I feel like it's an outlet for other kids and it's going to turn into adults that can make a career out of it. I mean, the money's worth it, and I feel like, you know, it's the future. Well, that's the end of this episode. Find me on Twitter at Kenny_sports, Instagram at KennySportsGuy1, and TikTok at KennySportsPodcast. Check out my website, KennySportsGuy.com, Ken with two N's. Until the next episode, be well.
Sports Guy Podcast.